Our Lord Jesus Christ, God's Father's love, and the participation of Holy Spirit be with all of us. We'll unite the heart to common prayer and thanks. Almighty and Holy God, dear Heavenly Father, we bring our humble thanks to you, who have created all existing, and you carry in your love over everything what you have created. We thank thee for over the beauty of the summer, our home and our homeland. Thank you for everything what you've given for us, for this and the coming life. We thank for the most over Lord Jesus Christ and your mercy, which you have prepared in thy Son for us, and for over thy kingdom, in which you've been taking care of us day by day. Our God, our Father, bless us and all of those who carry responsibility over our common matters in our country and in the world. Remember the nearest one near us and far away, especially those who have asked prayers on behalf. Teach us to put our faith on you, our Heavenly Father, and the trust on the promises of your word. Give thy blessing to these summer services and silence our hearts and our spirit around the words of Holy Spirit, so that it would be refreshed and in strength our faith life. Seek with your mercy those that are lost, and strength those that are tired, and carry with your goodness those that are under burdens and difficulties. Our Heavenly Father, help us in our distress and in our worries. Give thy Holy Spirit open up the secrets of your kingdom and thy holy word according to thy will, for in order to strengthen our faith and building for the building of thy congregation and to the thanks of thy name and glory. Open the word to your servants and bless our summer services. We ask according to, because of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today, this day, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The SRK of Finland and Central Committee, greetings. I will read the following word from the Bible, the Psalm 145. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty act and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy domination endureth throughout all generations. Dear special guest, dear service guest, dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we've been able to gather according to one to these summer services. It's a beauty of the summer. It surrounded us and reminds us now, as we were singing, of thy goodness, God, thy wonders it proclaims from year to year. The nature is applauding now, God, it's God. Don't we, dear friends, should thank the one who gives all the good to us, our Heavenly Father. His goodness and bless under his blessing is everything, our life. You've been able to experience this blessing of God who've been building this festivity city or area. Many of you have confessed, or after the work, I have received more than I've been able to give. Our mutual feeling, the unity and the love of being able to grow deeper and then strengthen your work and your endeavors. You've been able to have many constructive discussions. The work that has been continued many years, I want on behalf of SRK say these warmly thanks to all you who, with your work, have been made it able that we can be now here in summer services. We thank the congregations of Helsinki and other ones that have carried the responsibilities, and also all the officers, those who have rented the land, the inhabitants of the area, and all those who, with your plan, with your solutions and your acts, have been able to effect to the result that now here in Lappi we are opening the services. The psalm I read, 145, its content, it's the praising of the goodness of the Lord. His goodness we've been able to experience on personal level and as a nation. We have received to our daily bread and other needs of our life with a lot more than any other generation before us. We can say that although too many people here, winning the bread is tough, when some people may have lost their job or may face the illness and the life is tight, or some other troubles have faced us. Old meal psalm, this 145, teaches friends, us to see what we have received and shared from our own and carry the burden of the near ones. give ye to them something to eat, Jesus said to his disciples. The apostle, in his turn, reminds that, remember those who have a heavy burdens, carry the others' burdens. We talk about this welfare state. We can see as God's goodness that this, our land, this land where we live, homeland, home, and Christian faith have been essential values with our nations during the hard days. In today's transforming world, we have reason to ask of ourselves and each others, what homeland, home, and Christian faith for us now in this changing world, global time, do mean? It is said that the homes are in crisis. We know that the divorces and breaking homes, the number is great. We know that the children need, when they're raised up, the love from home, the fathers and the mothers, safe lap, and a role model. And the best takeaway in this time for children, it opened that children, the parents loved each others and take care of their relations as a basis of the home. And marriage is the best union, said the old speaker five decades ago, home, family, and as a basis, a marriage is, according to God's creation order, a gift, but also a task. Only when we take care of it, marriage can create the ongoing save for man, love between man and a woman. A love that grows and is ripened under the protection of the union. And as a basis of that union, there's not feelings, but the will. The will to construct a mutual relation and stay together during the good and the bad days. Marriage and its relations, the trials, it looks like it's how deep we commit and carry the responsibility over the other. The worst breaker of this common life is alcohol, which consumption has risen 3 times higher according to existing legislation. We have to find out and see why these the reasons, what it follows, it's being neglected or being quiet. Everybody knows all the curses what alcohol brings. It is time to bring it back to our mind that SRK, the previous summer service here in the New Land in Numela 1988 showed its worries. Almost 40 years ago, stated the worry or alarming worry of that the negative development, what the usage of alcohol have bring in the family violence. And We can see some other criminal activities which can be seen at home, at work, and in the leisure time. And the very same worry is still topic today. And also the ending words of the statement of that, especially important, it is the common common view and respect to non-alcoholic lifestyle. We also carry and worry that our society is giving up all the Christian heritage, and all the people who have gathered here at the summer services, it is important for us that the religion teaching is not getting weaker when we're doing the guidelines to the basic elementary teaching and how many hours we spend on that religion teaching. In our multi-valued ethical and relational questions, a child and a young needs lots of teaching in order to think what is right, what is wrong. Not all under this fast changing moral and spirituality don't find the right meaning and the right goals and aims. And we can see the following, that the lot of this is feeling bad at home, and even the private homes and people, and even in the Christianity. And many of us, even some of the ministers and priests, have taken away the word sin, and that is reflecting the relation to sin. We have to say it strongly, and if the teaching of sin is faded away, people don't need mercy. So the reality of sin is strong power, and that's why the work of darkness, and behind there's the Lord of Darkness. And there has been also these incidents of incest, which I'd like to quote from Paivamias, head scripture from May 2010. It is sin and a crime, and all that those cases shall be cleared with the law enforcement. Each of us carries a responsibility before God's face. He who have broken shall, on personal level, take care of this matter. Ask for forgiveness. Put it away. This is what we recommend and we advise in those cases where this incest has been advised wrongly. And for the most, it is then when the one who had committed this sin has not taken care of this with the object. It is also important that those have been the objects that we support, that he who have been the object of incest, we shall not forget him or her. If we forget that support, then we have forgotten something essential from the kingdom of God, of which from the deepest meaning it gives us the forgiveness of all sins. This have what we have experienced, the forgiveness, it leads us to the brightness and to the responsibility of our works. when we're asking for forgiveness and given for forgiveness, it's being based in our Christianity. There's been a personal commitment, personal approach that has been clear in the 70s during the caretaking meetings, the wrong manners and prior those incest cases in that connection. Dear friends, we shall not never forget that the deepest quality of hearts, of heart of God, is love. We see in Christ His suffering and death. His suffering on behalf of us is the salvation of our lives. When people have committed or fallen in a sin, they can read the grace of Thorn of grace, and receive the forgiveness. His kingdom is the kingdom of forgiveness and mercy, while he who pardon will receive forgiveness. The treasure of the kingdom of God is the mercy and the glory and the gospel, which is the holiest. The Psalm 145 has been stated as a praising over God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a lot of time called the kingdom of mercy. God has revealed His merciful love in His Son. In His blood, we have salvation against all the sins of ours. The preach over forgiveness of all the sins is essential in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. Peter said about Jesus, "For him all the prophets testify that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of all the sins through his name." Paul, in his turn, said to Antiochia in the synagogue, "You shall know that through him, through Christ, you will be proclaimed all the sins forgiven." This gospel and the grace is needed in order to create the faith and also take care of the faith. Many have, during the course of the times, when they found the thing of their life, "I received all my sins forgiven." This mercy, the mercy or pardon of God, all the people are looking for. That need is created for us. Experience that I have lived wrong. I've done wrong things. This guiltiness of human, we can't put away. That's why that once there has been in the history of mankind a Good Friday, the death of Lord Jesus on because of our sins. The guiltiness and all this because of the sins, humans need atoning. He or she doesn't receive by him or herself, but Lord Jesus has died on behalf of us, of the sinner's sins, in order to save us. The death of Christ on the Golgotha cross is the salvation of our life, forgiveness of all of our sins, and we receive the peace to our conscience. And it is in the gospel, in the good message from the kingdom of God. There Christ himself is with. There is then the kingdom of God. It invites those people who've lived wrong to pardon, to turn his life, to believe the forgiveness of all the sins, the Christ's atoning work, and because of the blood. My dear friend, whoever you are, wherever you are, even today, the good message of the gospel is forgiveness of all the sins. This is what you who have heavy burdens, you need this in order to receive the inner peace. This what you will also receive. You have the right to believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. God's congregation is the society of forgiveness, the kingdom of forgiveness. Just not too long ago, my friend instructed me, this is not one who are teased, but the happy ones behind me. It came an incident in Cambia. There was a young man who had received the forgiveness, found the God's grace and the kingdom, received all his sins forgiven. He put his hand on his heart. I am a happy man. Here it is also your happiness, dear young ones, who have come with your closest friends to summer services. Not too long ago, a schoolman was strengthening the young ones and the kids for over the believing home. From the home, you've received the wings, the joy, and the dreams, the big and the little. From the gospel, you will find the strength for your daily life, for your daily faith journey in this time. And if we're on this pathway, as some old one said, it's a will to believe in gospel and to do the journey with the conscience that is pure and caretaking before the man and the God. Our portion and a pearl is happiness through the faith because of Christ. It is God's congregation. Take care in congregation. And in the midst of trials, supporting Christ's kingdom, which is all treasures and richnesses. Here is the basis of our life. On basis of that, dear young ones, be brave and go towards the future. Even in the future, we are dependent on God's grace, guidance, and protection. We can always, during the days of light and hard days, we can put our trust in gospel and in its advice, which is only aim is that we would remain as the children of God. Our strength is on every moment the good message of gospel, which today is new and fresh. Because of that, it is good to believe. All the sins forgiven in Jesus' name. and dear atoning blood. Where is the forgiveness of the sins, there is the life and the happiness, the future and wish for eternal life, or hope for eternal life. This forgiveness and the trust of faith and the hope of message may bless these summer services that just have started. Dear service guest, be warmly welcomed from our hearts to this lobby.